Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and what is going on this rainy Friday in Chicago? That's for sure. And you know, the markets are not raining. They're not sunny. They're not doing anything. They're in the twilight zone. They're kind of churning back and forth, trying to figure out where to go from here. And you know, I think when you look at the bigger picture, we are, as I have continued to say over the last couple of weeks, I think that we're in topping action, and I think that the overall top of the markets were on Friday or Monday, but I don't think that that does not mean that we're going straight down. All that means is that I think the end of the going up, the major dip buyer stepping in to come in and buy, I think is kind of ended. I think, you know, we've seen, you know, a tepid week, you know, with, you know, markets not doing a real lot. You know, the generally we're, everything's right around flat except the Nasdaq's a little bit higher, but it would make sense based on the beat down they took. And, you know, when you look at the overall picture, you know, everything is kind of just winding around. Gold, you know, has broken a little farther than we thought, but down, you know, around the, you know, 1250 level. Crude oil, you know, 40 was our target. You know, we've had that. We maintained that as many times as we were asked if we're going to change our mind, and no. But, you know, you'd expect some sort of a bouncer. I think the bonds are totally ridiculous. They continue to fire higher, which means yields are going down. But again, that doesn't make a lot of sense when we know that the Fed is going to hike, or it has hiked already. So there's just a lot of strange stuff. And of course, you know, yesterday we talked about, we saw the healthcare BS. And look, of course, we all want the healthcare to be taken care of. But at the end of the day, the healthcare issue is, you know, we've got to deal with the left, and they're not so willing to go ahead and say. I mean, you've got too many people on there. And of course, I'm sure you all heard the Trump tweet that you know, they want Nancy Pelosi out, but Trump says, "I hope she stays." So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got just some gyration going on, but does look like we're weakening, and I think that you know, you just look at the big picture, and the big picture is very simple. All right, we're not doing much, and commodities are getting clobbered. You know, underneath the surface, there's a lot of things going on that are not good. So, you know, again, we're not predicting a collapse. I would never do that anyways. I'm not a fear guy. I'm believing that we're going to see some markets that are going to, you know, start to roll over a little bit. But again, I don't see disaster. I do see a correction coming. I do see some heavy selling. But again, I don't believe that, you know, we're going to get, you know, I don't think we're going out of business. I don't think there's going to be no more stock markets. I think that everything's going to be as it always is when you get to certain points in the market and the entire world is telling you that this time is different. We find out that it's really not different. And I think that is, you know, more the story of what we're looking at is, you know, where are we going to be and how it's going to happen. And that's where I think you are overall. I think that, you know, it goes back down to your own personal touch and taking care of either your portfolio or your short-term trading. But in the meantime, you know, interesting week. You've got, you know, a bunch of political crap and you know, again, is it ever going to stop? And are they going to ever stop talking about it? And I guess not. I guess that's the news cycle as we know it. And, you know, it's really kind of irritating. But I got to tell you, you know, this morning, I go get coffee every morning before I go visit my my 90-year-old mom. And I go to, I see, the last couple of days, I've seen a big tow truck out there. Big, brand new, probably, I don't know, I'm going to guess, $150,000 tow truck, right? And, you know, it's a couple that runs it and drives it, and they, you know, come in and they're buying all kinds of stuff. And I just happened to catch something the other day, and I go, I think they have a link card, which is the food stamps now, which is put on a card. And, you know, there's not supposed to be used for anything but, you know, food. And, you know, of course, people want to use it for alcohol. They want to use it for cigarettes. And, you know, that's a no-no. So anyways, I see the last couple of days, they come around the same time. And, you know, and I kind of overheard that, you know, oh, no, you got to use something else for that. And so I figured it out. So I go back today and I see the one of the guys I know that works there. And I go, do they have a link card? He says, yeah. It's unbelievable. Here's somebody taking advantage of the system, driving a brand new, you know, $200,000 truck, and yet on food stamps. And I go, really? Now, explain that to me. How did we get to here? And that's my real question. How did we get to people getting benefits that are running their own business, all right, and doing a big job? Now, to me, that just doesn't make sense. You know, I don't mind paying my fair share to people that really need it. I do have a problem with people that just abandon and take what they can get for free. And that to me is totally ridiculous and very upsetting to me, because, you know, I work hard for my money. And again, I don't mind helping. I don't mind donating. I mean, listen, you know, I sponsor and pay for my, I just got a bill yesterday for $25,000 for my high school program that I pay for myself. So, I mean, again, I don't have a problem, you know, giving. But I do have a problem in giving for those who don't need it. And I do have a problem for those that are scamming to get it. And I'm not saying these people that I saw were scamming, but to me, there's something just doesn't sit right with me. And that just tells me what's really wrong with everything. And there's not a good enough screening process to handle it. And I don't understand. I'm really, you know, I'm irritated about it, of course, and I'll get more wound up about it as I think about it. But in the meantime, we're going to look at some charts today in the middle, and we're going to share some of my thoughts there. But in the meantime, today's show is brought to you by Audible Books, audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow. You've got 180,000 titles to choose from, but a couple that I like are Creature from Jekyll Island and Fed Up. So make sure you go download your book today and go to audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow and get Fed Up, or get Creature from Jekyll Island, or get Stuart Woods, or, you know, Stone Barrington. And but you know what you got to do for sure, right? You got to make sure you go to the Bubba Show, excuse me, to Bubba Trading every day and check out Bubba's Bottom Line. You know, I do a weekly podcast video style, and also all my other programs are there. And of course, don't forget about my radio station, LibertyTalk.fm, the only station you need. It's got, you can download the Bubba Show there every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I urge you to check it out. They're getting some great guests there as well. And I think that it's something that you should look for. But in the meantime, we're going to step out here a break as we prepare to come back and go over some of the markets with you and give you our reads from the other day, and so you can kind of see what the markets did and how they happened. And that will do it for this segment. We're going to step out here and come back for a break in about 2 minutes. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, the markets are comatose. There's not much going on. And of course, you know, every Monday night I make some chart reads, and I look at the footprints. I always tell a couple of stories. So we're going to go and look at what I said on Monday night, and we're going to see. And I'm also going to start off with we're going to start with the GE's pension shortfall of of just a mere 31 billion. So let's go there right now. Here we go.
And I thought this was the biggest thing. I never even would have suspected this. The GE pension bomb, pensions dime bomb, shortfall 31 billion and rising. Now, again, I don't know the exact workings of this whole model. I do know that many of the big pensions, though, like CalPERS and some of the others, got major problems, and they're paying out $3 or $4 to every dollar they're taking in. So that obviously that can't work forever. So that becomes a problem. And again, by themselves, any one of these problems, not the big deal, but you add them all together and it could be, again, I'm not telling you that we're going to collapse. I'm not saying we're going to zero. Again, I'm just saying that these are little things that like little gnaws, right? That just like a boil, right? And of course, lastly, but not leastly, okay, the things the market does not care about. They don't care about your cost basis. They don't care about the returns you need to hit for your financial goals, how much time and effort you put in your investments or your political views. The market don't care about anything. That's why it's always right. It just trades every single day. Right? So we don't worry about, you know, those things. The market doesn't care. That's why I always tell you, you can't tell the market what to do. You got to let the market tell you and let it confirm. That's why trying to outsmart the market is a losing cause as a rule. And last thing, I showed this last night, but this is getting wider. This is the VIX versus the S&P, and it continues to just go at reckless abandon. And again, it could go for longer. Again, it doesn't mean that today is the end of the world. It's just these are things that a guy like me that looks at from all these years saying it's just not logical. All right. Now, again, we know that the world can be illogical for a lot longer. Right. There's no reason that logic has to play anytime soon. All right. There's no reason we have to be logical tomorrow. All right. So me saying it and showing it to you does not mean that it is yet. And I think that's important to understand, that just because we can say it, we can prove it, and we can see it, it still does not mean the market's going to react the way that we think it's going to react. So, again, don't ever confuse the economy with the stock market, number one. And number two, don't think you can tell the market what to do. You have to wait for valid reasons to do something. All right. Apple. Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima. So last week we said that we should get a bounce. And I guess we got a bounce today. And we said we wouldn't want to sell up to 50. Well, I'd still be a happy seller at 50. My guess is it doesn't make it that far, but I would be a seller at 50. You could look at 142 at the low as a potential spot to step in and buy. You know, again, we don't want to get too narrow here because the real deal is we don't have a lot of information. We haven't really formed a new top. You know, you could look at 147, you know, almost 148. But again, I'm not in a hurry to jump. I'd rather wait. Again, I've been doing this long enough that I know that when it is time, we'll have plenty of time to get it done. And for me to try to jump in ahead of time and be first, I don't ever want to be first in line. So it just doesn't make sense. Alpha Golf Quebec. So we thought 35 might hold. It did not. And this is obviously related directly to silver and gold. And the metals keep getting crushed. I mean, I was on Kitco and I said that I thought, you know, silver would hold 17 or 1650. And gold would hold, and we just keep going lower. So, again, this is the market. You can't really tell the market. Now, would I say that these are probably getting a little bit overdone? Probably. But would I say it's time to jump in? Well, certainly not into this. All right? I mean, you know, I could see this at, you know, 32 if you want to take a chance on it. Again, I've said this before. It's not a great product for us because it doesn't have good options. So you got to either buy the stock or not. I can see it bouncing off of there. You know, if I were to look to play the silver now, I would probably look at SLV or something like that. It was just straight because I don't want to play. The problem with playing leveraged stuff when there's no volatility is that it don't move either. Right. So that becomes a bigger problem because these also kind of decay on their own as well. AMBA, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. So we thought 50 was okay. And, you know, listen, I'm certainly not calling this a dead duck yet. I mean, 50 is about okay. You know, I'm long it. I think this is an okay area to buy it. You know, I mean, I don't think it's not like, you know, I wouldn't go out and borrow my last dime to buy it. But I think that, you know, certainly it's a reasonable play somewhere down here. I think you will see a bounce. Now, I was a little bit surprised that the bounce wasn't better today. Now, it was up quite a bit more, but did fall back, late. So, but I do think it's fine. I think it will rally. And I think this is the bottom of holds, at least for now. So, again, if you're looking for a long play, this could be one of them. This would not, this wouldn't be my top one, but this would be one that you could look at. Amazon, Alpha Michael, Zulu, November. I trade up to 1070, do you imagine? Close at 995. Now, interestingly enough, the last 2 days have been fairly weak. Although we're up, it's showing weak closes, which is never good. All right. The buyers aren't coming. The buyers are buying it early, but they're not buying it late. Now, this would be a big trade. A, the footprint is not solid enough really for me to call a short, but anybody who feels like gambling, I would short this. Okay, I shorted it on Friday, right after I got off of Arnie. When I called it short on air, I shorted it right when I got off. But in the meantime, again, it's better to be neutral. It's a big trade. It's big bucks to play in this particular stock. So until we have a better read, I think you're probably better off staying out. But I know some of you like to play anyway. So I would, if I were going to play it, I would play it to the short side. Apache, Alpha Papa Alpha. Solid 50. All right. Well, there it is. 50.19. Boom. Down she goes. All right, again, this is related, and this continues the pattern, right? We've been following this pattern for weeks, and, of course, it fits right in time. So let's see if it continues lower, and I think it probably will. I think that was a great level of sell, and I think you can look now, for probably to take out the lows again. Now, again, that could change if we get a big rally in crude oil, but for now, this looks horrible, and it's been going down for such a long period of time. And I got trapped in here once. We were trying to look for a gap to fill, and then it didn't. Then it finally filled, and now look at it. Boom. Right, and look what happened. And, of course, this continues to look like it's going to be ugly. So why would I expect it to change? I'm looking for spots to sell it, just like we did. Baba, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. Man, what a stock. What a stock. Right. So I believe that this gap will fill. But, again, I would never sell it here. I'm not shorting it. We said last week that, neutral, watch. Because, again, there's not really anything to do here. I mean, again, 135 looked like it popped pretty good over there. Certainly if you sold it at 148, is it good? No, I don't think so. You're fighting against a market that apparently wants to try to go higher. So this there is no real basis for me to try to figure out where this is. And so I wouldn't want to be selling this yet. Believe me, I think it'll have a big sell at some point. But this isn't the point. So, again, there's other trades to make than trying to get involved here, because you don't want to give up the opportunity cost by getting stuck here as well. So we're going to, again, if you wanted to play, you could buy it at 135. I don't really think there's a legitimate sale here yet. I would look at, potential of being a step in at 135. If it breaks 135, it's probably going to 125. But, I think that we'll have plenty of time to get there if indeed that does happen. Sell 50, yes.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget our friends at Audible Trial, at Audible Books, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Check it out. Get a book there. Maybe you'll get the Bubba's Guide to Trading Options there. Check it out. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com, and, of course, you can see Bubba's Bottom Line as well as many other products that I offer. And, of course, you can also just read some of my writing every week. I write a blog every day for BubbaTrading.com, and you can check it out. In the meantime, we're going to stop out here for a break. We're going to come back and look at some more charts after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
It's 10 o'clock. Don't let it go. Don't let it go.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, just a reminder for you, the listeners, the Bubba Show podcast, Audible, is offering a free download audiobook with a 30-day free trial to check out their service. Now, personally, I recommend Fed Up, all right, because I am fed up. But that's also by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth. It was a great book. And, of course, I also prefer Creature from Jekyll Island or a couple of the others. But in the meantime, you need to check it out and just go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. That's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show, and download your book today and help a brother out. Anyways, so let's get back to looking at some charts. Here we go.
Chicago Bridge and Iron. So we call it neutral. And this to me looks like it's gone out of business. Now, does that mean it is? I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't look at any of these stocks. I don't really look at the companies at all, because I'm not gonna hold this for, you know, I'm just trading it. But it looks bad. All right, it continues to go down, consolidate, go down farther. I'm guessing the next move is down. You know, we took a stab, but I don't see it. I think I just have to take this off the sheet altogether, because I just don't see the reason for us to get involved there. It looks bad. And, you know, again, if it was a little bit more active and whatever, I might consider it. But, you know, to get involved in this dog that looks like it might go out of business, I think it will pass. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Papa. So we said solid at 47. All right. So we got boom and boom. All right. We got a chance. And I think you look for, if you did sell it, I think you look for to move your stop down if it gets down to 45. All right. I think we're going lower. I think, again, this is very similar to Apache. We continue to work the chain lower, and, you know, and until we hear otherwise, we're going to continue to try to sell it. Facebook, Foxtrot Bravo. And we thought 152 was a sale. And as the world turns, it was a great sale on Wednesday. Okay. And if you'd have timed it perfectly, but I obviously can't do that. But I'm just saying it was a good sale on Wednesday. Today is not so good, right? Broke back up. Now, to me, this is still in an area that, you know, I wouldn't get aggressive with, but it is, you know, with the entire index, with the entire market of NASDAQ, you know, this is natural, a little bit of a dead cat bounce anyways. So, you know, I think we want to watch this. I'm not in a hurry to get into it. We did have a nice move. I mean, it did go from 152 to 147. So now let's see what happens. I think we're better off watching this. I think it probably fills that gap at 150, probably might bounce over there. So again, I don't want to get too active in this yet. Again, we'll have plenty of time here as well. Solid 47. GDXG, look at this. Every week, I tell you, it's going to make a big move. Every week, it does nothing. Right. In the meantime, I'm going to give you the same level I gave you last week, 30 to 36. I mean, there's nothing for me to do here. And it's interesting that it doesn't really move much, no matter what gold does anymore. So now what? You know what I mean? It's just a big, clumsy, leverage ETF that doesn't want to do anything. Now, my guess is that when it pops, it'll pop up. That would be my guess. Okay. I think that, you know, overall, you know, we'll just, you know, see. I think it will pop to the upside. But at the end of the day, You know, do I want to jump in here? I don't see the point. Again, there's no, as long as the markets are not forgiving at the moment, there's no reason for me to put my hand on a hot stove, I guess. Gilead, Gulf India, Lima Delta. So we thought that 64 was a pretty good buy, and here we are. We've been here forever, right? We're down at 64, and we ran up. I think this is fine, you know, around here. Again, I'm getting a little bit concerned about this. This is a company. I mean, it used to have some volatility, now it has none. So I'm wondering if something's going on underneath the surface. I know they have a big diabetes trigger, whatever it is. But you know, the trading action has been pretty awful for quite a while now, which is uncharacteristic here. We'll keep it on for another week or so and watch. But in the meantime, 64 looks okay. Gold, Gulf, Lima Delta. We thought 120 could have been a buy spot, and of course it was not. Now it figures, I mean, you would think we'd probably come down and fill this gap down here. You're probably down to 117. I mean, I know that gold's going to get a pop. Now the question is it going to be just a typical dead cat bounce in a market that wants to work its way lower? Or is it going to be the start of a new rally? That's the issue. And right now, in this particular product, I don't feel like playing it, you know, because there's no real point here unless I'm going to set up a special trade. And I don't see anything special. We're kind of in the middle of a disaster zone and really not confused of which way it's going to go from here. Google, Golf, Oscar Golf. So we said you could buy it at 940. How about that? Bang. All right. Again, not making a big deal, but here's 940. Again, this is just all about the footprint of the market, right? We had it up here and down here. So now we're basically 940 to 1,000. Now, this is very interesting. This looks like the NASDAQ, right? This chart looks very similar now. We've got the same cluttered action. You look at this, and if you look at Amazon, look at, notice the difference, right? We've got the same cluttered action that we have in the NASDAQ. I mean, I would think that, again, this is a big stock, so it's not easy for everybody to trade, but I would think that you know, probably somewhere 980, you know, 990 is probably a spot to sell it. That would be my view from here. I think this is, again, what we're looking for. Now, you know, again, you have a bottom in here, so this could be a double bottom, you know, 940 in a market that's turning higher. So it's going to really be a decision here on which way it actually does go. I believe it will go to the downside, but it doesn't mean it won't rally a little bit more. It doesn't mean it won't pull back to 940 and pop again. IWM. All right, we said that watch 141. All right, and we obviously broke through it on the way down and then back on the way up. You know, I think 142 is probably a sell. I would say neutral for now, unless you know how to do, you know, like a risk reversal, you know, where you can limit down the trade but still get shorted. I don't think there's a lot to do here. I do like it to the short side, but you know, again, just to go out and take a straight up flyer on it, I think there's better. Lima Victor Sierra. All right, so we call this neutral, and it continues to work its way higher. Now it is interesting. Look at how it broke out and look at what's going on here. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what you might expect. Right? And you're going to see another chart that kind of looks like this in a few minutes. Well, actually, you're going to see the first part of it. But, okay, so, you know, what do you do here? Well, you can't really get in the, you can't get in the way of it. You can't say, well, okay, you can't, you can't just buy it. You can't just sell it. And certainly, I don't know that you really want to buy it here. So you have to wait. You have to let the pattern develop. Okay, and find a reason to get involved. I see no reason to jump in here on either side. Now, we did get long it a long time ago, but here, again, it just keeps going up. Do I really want to try to, I could only, in my mind, try to sell it because of the rally, but am I selling it just because I'm selling it? And that's the problem. I don't think that there's anything that justifies a sale here. I'm going to call it neutral. Netflix, last week we said, right, buy it at 150. Yeah, how about that? again, you're now looking. Now, again, this is kind of similar to Google and the NASDAQ. All right. Now, 155 could be a level. You could 157.50 might be a spot. All right. But again, you've got this big dip without the rallies getting it. So here, because I think the next time it breaks, if it's going to break, it's going to go below 150. Now, here I'd be willing to sell this at, you know, 155 or 157.50. That would be more on your own personal view and what your risk model, your risk tolerance is. But I would think this would be a pretty good sell at the right levels.
And of course, that's, you know, we're kind of trying to help you out and make you understand the market footprints. I think that's always, you know, very important that we, you know, continue to do those things. And, you know, obviously I love to educate. So in the meantime, you know, Audible Trial, Audible Books at audibletrial.com forward to the Bubba Show. You got to check it out. Get yourself a good book. Curl up with a good book in the car. Anyways, remember, libertytalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, you know, old Bubba, Bubba's Bottom Line, I do it once a week, and it's available at bubbatrading.com. And by the way, tomorrow, on Saturday, I'm having a webinar on futures, either day trading or speculation. So certainly, you know, you can check out and get that link if you need. Just you have to shoot me an email at bubba@bubbatrading.com. Because I want to share with you what we're doing. And we're going to now step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio. Actually, he's going to interview me. Going to talk about the ag space and what my opinions are there. So we're going to step out here now and come back right after the break with more of the Bubba Show, and myself, Todd Bubba Horwitz, will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We had the other day with Rural Rally Radio and Marlon Bowling, and of course the our friends over at RFD-TV and Rural Radio. Let's go to Marlon Bowling right now, and he can introduce yours truly. We'll be right with Marlon.
Todd Bubba Horwitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago to talk about the markets, and we have a mixed bag of influence in the overnight trade here. Todd, what's up?
Good morning, Marlon. We do have a little bit of a mixed bag, but I think, you know, fairly predictable from just a, you know, you talked about crude, you know, it is firming up a little bit, and we would expect a bounce, you know, from these drastic drops here. And, you know, you've got the EIA report coming out this morning at 9:30. So we'll see what that looks like. And gold has been, you know, hammered. So that looks like a little bit of a bounce. And, you know, the grains are, you know, the soybeans, you know, that 940 level that did not hold. We couldn't get through in July, or if you want to go to 950 for November. You know, if we can't get through there, then it doesn't look very good. It looks like they're going to stay on the lower end of this range. If we can get through, it looks like we're going back to 10. You know, corn right here at 370 looks great. And wheat, you know, has been a powerhouse, and looks like it should have a little bit of selling just to, you know, take some of the profit off the table.
It's been many years since we've been able to consider wheat to be a powerhouse among the grain trade.
Well, I mean, just from I guess I look from a speculator standpoint, it was, you know, it was something that we looked at, and it looked great, and it looked solid, and it looks like it's going. Like I say, I believe you'll see wheat in the mid fives for December. So I think that it's going to be a solid year, and I think you're going to see a lot of good things develop. Especially in the general economy. So I think that'll help wheat as well and help the alternatives.
Okay, what else is going to be pulling on the markets here? We have some major reports coming up next week. They're not that far away anymore. Are you seeing evidence of positioning for that?
You know, I see, I watched, you know, the flow and the money flow in, and I think you're seeing almost kind of what we've talked about for the last few weeks, which is, you know, corn looks pretty solid. And as long as it can hold, you know, the 370, 365 level on the way up, it looks like it's going to continue higher. You know, soybeans, again, at that same level. So I don't think we're seeing anything major positioning. I think the money is kind of talking and telling you that they're, you know, fairly bullish, the corn and wheat, but they're still a little skittish on the soybeans.
Now, normally we'll have at least, what, two or three weather scares during the course of a growing season before we get into pollination on the corn and the bean filling time or pod filling time on soybeans. I mean, we have run through, what, one or two now, I guess. Do you think we have one or two left?
Probably, but I mean, actually, I look at the scares as an opportunity for hedgers and for speculators to take advantage of you know, the overexuberance that we get there when these scares come out, because you know most of those scares are usually priced in anyways. You know, they're well overpriced to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. And a lot of producers, from what I understand, actually did take advantage here last week when we had that run up in the corn and unloaded quite a bit, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I think that was a smart decision. Again, one of the things you have to always remember, you know, as a farmer producer is, hey, what is my actual cost to get it out of the ground? And where can I lock in? So at least I know I'm locking in some profit, so I don't have to worry and work for free again. And I think that's one of the big things that we're now starting to see is some are taking advantage when we get these scares instead of trying to chase them up and add, because they're already bullish to begin with. They're putting the work in to put it in the ground, right? So it's easier to then take some of that risk off the table. Then it allows you to be more freed up and more mentally in tune to what you're trying to get done.
Are you setting trigger points on the way up for sell points for producers?
You know, I want to trigger underneath, Marlon. I like to leave the upside wide open. So what I like to see is when we see these bigger moves coming, like we just saw in wheat, you know, I had some guys go ahead and lock in, you know, 475 in wheat and bring those prices down. And of course, we're going to continue to move up. You know, I've already got some locked in corn and, you know, over at 405 in December. So again, that's all we're trying to do is let the markets work, not take away the potential upside, because we never know when there's going to be a big market, right? So we want to let the markets work as much as we can and kind of protect it underneath and keep moving up our protection below it while allowing it to work up as it continues to do so.
Okay, a lot more ground to cover. We're talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We'll have a lot more with Todd when we come back. Back with you on the morning edition of Commodity Wrap on the first day of summer. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that. Happy summer to you. I'm Marlon Bowling. Zach Troutman is running the board for us today. Todd Bubba Horwitz is our first guest of the summer on our show, and we are talking with him on the phone right now. This crude oil market, a little choppy here overnight. It looks like at last check it may have been a touch firmer there, but that thing has really sold off quite a bit here lately. What do you think the future holds here in the next week or two on that?
Well, now you know that I'm looking for 40 still, but I think you'll probably get a bounce here in the next day or so, and I think this is the time, I think, that If you use fuel, you need to figure out what your cost is. And if you can lock in profits here at these fuel costs, then you should probably take a little bit off the table here. I mean, I do believe we're going lower, but of course, now we're so close. And if you can actually lock in profits here and, you know, for your usage, then I think that makes more sense, not to at least take a little bit off a risk off the table in case there is a big pop here, because there is a lot of people fighting to get this stuff higher. And, you know, I hate when markets are manipulated, but that's what they're trying to do. And if they can pop it, then it could create some grief. Whereas if this is a good cost for you, then you can at least lock the fuel cost in, and it helps the profit bottom line at the end of the year.
Is it risky to not protect yourself with that tropical storm moving toward the Gulf Coast here?
You know, I think, again, I'm a big believer in the way that the price action is, and right now the price action is just brutal. I mean, they're selling it every way, which to me just indicates that there's too many people getting on the short side of that trade. It's getting a little crowded, and I would expect to see it pop a little bit. So I'd like to take a partial hedge on my position here and just make sure that I've got, you know, most of it protected, just to make sure. You know, like I said, you never know. You know, we don't know for sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but we can see what the action brings us today. And I think that the action indicates that we'll probably get a dead cat bounce. And if the storm does come up, if anything happens that does create something, then we could get a farther extension of that rally.
Boy, you know, you look at that spread between July and December lean hogs, and my goodness, that is now, what is that, $22 wide now. And it widened out significantly yesterday again. What's going to happen here with this?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, the last, you know, two expirations or the last two cutoffs were extremely strange for hogs. They've had like a major squeeze going on the last two months, and I you know, it's hard to fathom that we continue to go up and make new contract highs, but they continue to go up and make new contract highs. It's hard to get involved here. I would think that there's a big beatdown coming, but again, it's one of the things that I always try to say is you can't fight it and you can't make them do what you think they're going to do. I'm really on the sidelines looking for a spot to really sell here. I think that the whole formation has changed over. If you've noticed, you know, we were August and July were the same, and now they're significantly different as well. So if you look at the backwardation going forward, which is most of it's normal for, you know, for that those months. But now it's getting even more stretched.
Well, we have several livestock-related reports coming up from USDA. In fact, tomorrow we get the cold storage report, and then on Friday we have the cattle and feed report. Next Thursday we have the big quarterly hogs and pigs report. I just wonder if some folks would be taking profits ahead of that big report.
You know what? It looks like they're piling in, Marlon. It's interesting to watch. You would think that there would be some profit taking here, but you know, every time you think there's a little bit of selling coming on, in come the buyers and they push them to brand new highs again. I think it looks like somebody's stuck big in this market. If I were evaluating just from a pure trading standpoint, to me it looks like somebody's stuck really short here and they can't get out, and that could be a possibility as well.
All right, Todd, just one more time, I want to remind everybody that you do actually do a lot of work with young folks and helping to train them on the proper use of markets to protect your bottom line. And I assume that effort still continues.
Absolutely. I help high school kids and help them with financial literacy, and I help older people and help them hedge their portfolios and their farms. So I love to make sure that we educate everybody. I think it's the utmost importance that we at least have an understanding of how all markets work, and that's always been my goal. To try to help everybody.
And you have a number of ways that you do that. If somebody wants to find out more, how would they reach you there?
They can reach me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. You can email me anytime, or you can call me at 847-914-0053 anytime. Love to talk to you and tell you what we do. It'd be great, and I look forward to helping everybody.
All right. Well, thanks for all the help this morning and being my first guest of the summer here on Commodity Wrap. Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We'll be back with...
And this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure to serve you. We'll see you back here on Monday. Same time, same station. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you later. On a cloudy day.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.